typically think in concepts. And one key concept in Scripture today is the idea of what to keep and what to toss out. Now, that may seem like a simple thing, but consider carefully the world of a hoarder. To them, they feel they need to keep everything, so much so, in their world, all of their precious stuff they are so compelled to keep causes them such misery and sometimes even death. Even in the light of that, many of them still choose to keep everything they've gathered to themselves, even though they know it's killing them. What does God say we should keep, and what should we toss out? Once again, that may seem simple, but all that dividing up can be some very tedious thinking. God's idea of the word keep is to seize upon and hold tightly, and to guard closely and retain a watch over. Opposingly, the idea of to cast out or not keep is like when God did not keep Cain, as in did not retain and closely guard. To not keep can also imply to set aside, as in retirement. Similarly, there is a basic difference between those who work for salvation and those who believe God's promises. If we want to work for our salvation and place in the kingdom, we will be acting under our own steam, defending ourselves, getting the reward we think we should get, and to those the Lord does not retain, whereas those who believe His promises, He keeps with all power. I once moved to a large old house, storing all my oh-so-precious things in an upstairs room. There were old smiles framed in memories of way back when, long grown and gone, all coming to visit now and then. I saved boxes of clothes and books, magazines of styles and new looks, carefully saved, useless this and that's, and leftover extra in sealed bags of knickknacks, all just seemingly so important, I just had to have them. 5 years later, I had not so much as rummaged through all that stuff and wanted to use the room as a spare bedroom. I found myself grieving over the idea of, what if I need such and such? Or, that was my old jacket from high school. I might could still use that. My son shared his wisdom with me in the moment, saying, Dad, if you haven't needed it or thought about it in 5 years, chances are very good you can get rid of it and never miss it. There are things which are tentative and things to seize upon and hold tightly, things to guard closely and retain a watch over, as well as others to let go from our grasp and allow to retire altogether. I'm not going to go through a long list of things to keep and things to retire. That's for you to decide. But what I am going to do is talk about what God says is valuable to keep. Keep yourselves in the love of God and have mercy on those who doubt. That is, keep in the sense of hedge around and guard, protect and attend. Attend meaning to nurture, like someone growing a garden. Keep the charge of the Lord, actively conducting yourself in His ways, keeping His statutes, His commandments, His rules, and His testimonies, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Keep, and keeping as in observe and actively guard, with His ways as a different word than His statutes, as a different word than His commandments, as a different word than His rules, or His testimonies. It means to prefer His preferences and standards above our own. To keep the charge is to exercise great care and devotion to what the Lord has asked of you, and let other things fall to a lower level of importance. We have to keep our body or practice some self-control. Let us keep in step or march in time with the Holy Spirit. Practice to keep awake with all perseverance, meaning don't let your eyes get used to the dark. Keep, or in this case, focus your eyes on the Lord and those who are a good example of how to walk uprightly. Let the peace of Christ keep you in perfect tune with God. Keep away. Guard yourself to not frequent the places and people who disrupt the unity of the body of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:6. Keep God's preferences and standards and walk in a way which doesn't dishonor yourself or your testimony. Keep, guard, and defend your conversation and style from the love of money. Keep God's prescription for His idea of health and prosperity. There are many more things to keep as God sees them to be important. What God says is important far exceeds what men say. Let me encourage you. You go look it up and find out what to keep and what to let go. Let us unclutter our lives. On a parting shot, consider. In Matthew 19:17, Jesus said to keep the commandments. I must admit, most folks want to lay severe penalties against others if they're found not doing the law. But the word Jesus used there really does mean keep, but with the implication of more to aim at something rather than, if you don't do it to the letter, God is going to get you. Jesus said His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Do we think He's tricking us or lying somehow? No, never. He would not ask of us to do this thing if it were not possible. Selah, or think about it.